I just listened to your podcast. I like her. She seems nice. I like the way how she reasons. You rarely find females that think the way she think. I kind of see myself in her a bit, but a little that I heard. But yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
All night loving where the girl them check me for. For the girls them that jam make me for. Some boy them gone below the temperature. Bubba off the stamp them signature.
You know it's the unusual.
All night loving where the girl them check me for. For the girls them that jam make me for. Some boy them gone below the temperature. Bubba off the stamp them signature. Rasta no licky licky nami nami boy. But them so crazy go eat the chips off.
So, when speaking to girls, usually guys like to slow it down, and I feel like that's even more prevalent in music as well. You go from R&B to soul, even a little bit of rock and roll slows it down when they're speaking to girls. And it's similar in reggae and dancehall, right?
Well, basically, it's very similar in reggae and dancehall, you know, because you know when I deal with when I'm dealing with females, you have to be a bit romantic,
right?
You can't be too lovey-dovey, but you have to know if you romance your woman. Understand? Don't do the wrong thing, though. Do the right thing.
Could you give us an example of
the right thing?
Let's say some bars that had immense productivity, let's say, that were guaranteed. Like, if you were with a girl right now and you were to rap that and be like, oh, yeah, I wrote this for you. Not that you would, but, like, anything like that.
All right. You're ready to get a girl now. It was a babes. I drop a teardrop in the ocean. If I find it, I'll stop loving you. And I head just mash up this. Yeah, man. See that one? Them the normal, you know.
That one works.
It works.
Well, we got to try that one. Okay.
Yeah, man. Anytime you meet a girl, man, the first thing I say is hi there. Get her attention. Say, I drop a teardrop in the ocean. If I find it, I'll stop loving you.
So, yo, that actually reminds me of the difference, I would say, between girls outside of America and girls in America. Because girls in America aren't as approachable as, from what I've witnessed here, Jamaican girls. Jamaican girls are incredibly approachable.
True, very true.
Right.
Yeah, man. Decent girls, man. Jamaican girls.
Absolutely. But even if you say hello to a girl, or even if she's walking by and you look at her, she might feel like she's being harassed. Like, you know, where did that come from?
Here in Jamaica?
No, I'm saying in America.
In America,
so that,
okay, yeah.
That's what makes them less approachable. Because each time you interact with a female nowadays, you might get arrested.
Yeah.
Like, is that serious? So I'm not sure where all this, you know, negative energy came from. But if they were more like Jamaican girls, I think everything would be copacetic.
Cool. Yeah. Because Jamaicans are all about
Puerto Rican girls, too. Puerto Rican girls are very, very
one
approachable.
Culture. We're all one culture, you know.
Caribbean, absolutely.
One Caribbean culture, yeah. And we're all about party and vibes.
Good
vibes, isn't it? Right? And fun and happiness. So that's how we live, you know?
So in the States, Mental, there is a massive amount of anxiety for men and boys when they approach girls and women, right? Respectfully, right?
Yeah.
And it comes from what I just said before, but also the simple fact that girls actually take pleasure in shooting guys down. You have IG. We'll put it at the bottom of the screen. But you know, girls take intense delight from essentially like target practice, right?
Yeah.
Or like hunting birds, like pull.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But some girls are overhyped.
Right.
They see themselves as the thing, you know. Tell the truth, them look good.
Them look good. But I'm talking about the ones that may be on the border of hype.
Okay.
And they simply, like you said, delusional.
Yeah, delusional.
Now, don't get me wrong. Everyone's attractive in their own way. I believe that. But the amount of, let's say, attention that they're thinking they deserve, it just doesn't add up.
Well, I wouldn't really put on any woman.
Right.
Because I feel like beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And if someone sees her as beautiful, well, she is.
I agree with that 1,000%. Everyone has a type.
But she should know that she's beautiful.
Right.
She is.
And I agree with that completely. So, like, personal beauty that is completely everything about them and nothing else.
And nothing else.
1,000%. I think that applies to men, women, everyone.
Everybody. Yeah.
But I'm talking more about the, let's say, the collective.
Yeah, the collective. Well, women now. Well, we all know that women like to play hard to get, as we would say in Jamaica.
Oh, sure.
We would say women like to be hard to get. So, basically, they beat around the bush. Understand? And the cause is that because they don't want to look so easy.
Right.
Understand?
And that's
basically, I don't want to be so easy.
And that's fair. That's completely fair and understandable. Because let's just say anatomically, girls can't just give it away and not be any consequences. Right?
Yeah.
So that's completely understandable. I don't think guys have a problem with that anywhere in the world. I think as a bad rep as guys get as being, you know, inconsiderate, I think every guy is considerate of that fact.
Yeah, true. She don't want to look easy.
Right.
She not give it up so easy, understand?
Mm-hmm.
So even what she want to give you, not so easy. Understand?
But see, you recognize the key. Mm-hmm. So most guys take, you know, her not being, like, interested.
Yeah,
as
interested,
in,
yeah. Mm-hmm. As a push
in,
off.
Right, as yeah. in, like, no, I'm not interested at all. Yeah. But as you said, because you know.
Yeah, you know.
That she does, but she just doesn't want to.
Give in so easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's just it.
Mm-hmm. And that's major, because that could change your trajectory and mm-hmm. in your mindset, your mental, right?
Yeah,
your mentality,
yeah.
when viewing girls and interactions with girls.
Yeah, that's she's not interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that push you out when you walk away.
1,000%.
When you could have walked away from your wife.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's happened to me thousands of times. Yeah. Even Sheed and Pierre, they'll tell you, like, oh, Josh, that girl's really feeling you. I was like, really? I just wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. I'm just not looking for it. Because you know me, I'm more about the vibes in the room. If I could have this type of conversation, I'm more interested in having that as opposed to that. Because let's be honest, and girls will admit this, every girl says that they're special. I'm not saying that that doesn't mean they're not special, but every girl says that they're special.
Yeah.
So that's how a lot of girls are similar. Let's say most girls are similar, mm-hmm. but each girl wants to be different. But mm-hmm. even saying you're different is making you just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. So just show that you're different. I'm not going to pay mm-hmm. attention to what you say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if your words match. And if they're congruent, then you are who you say you are.
Yeah. Well, it's all about action, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Action tells everything, you know? So if you say you are something and you act like it, you are it. Understand?
It's pretty simple, right? It's a very simple philosophy.
You say you're something and you act like it, I guess you are it then.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, man. True. So it's as simple as that.
All night loving where the girl them check me for. For the girls them that jam make me for. Some boy them gone below the temperature. Bubba off his stamp them signature. Rasta no licky licky, me me no me boy. Or them so crazy go eat the chips off a high. Them not eat no greens, not eat no pork chop. But them not mark the cherry where them get from a high. Rasta no licky licky, me me no me boy. Or them so crazy go eat the chips off a high. Them not eat no greens, not eat no pork chop. But them not mark the cherry where them get from a high.
Soothing. I mean, for a dork, sure, it's super dorky. It's actually more dorky than I thought it would be, which is adorable.
Very funny. Very, very funny. For a dork. Okay. I'll take that.